The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
floating? See, they do float. Look at that. I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we're back. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're here to talk about Total Divas Season 3, Episode 18.
Drama.
We are one away from the season finale, so we're going to jump right into it. But first, we're going to take a little break. So you're listening to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here.
Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Asses time!
From the big returns...
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jones! Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
Can't you haven't figured it out yet? What I do better than anybody is a jab. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down! He's assault the Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Hey,
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3, Episode 18. And well, this is going to get interesting. We're looking for blessings on possibly marriages, on tattoos, on who knows what else.
We're now with the Danielson Bryans?
Yes.
Bryan Danielsons?
Did you put my cabinets in our kitchen?
Why? Oh, they have a voice alert system.
Did you just make a ghetto gesture? Like a?
I think it was a gunshot gesture. Not a, you know, since it's voice alert.
She's just trying to go, like, what the hell? Brian actually makes a pretty good dog.
They have to do their own voices for the voice alert system, so they had him bark as a dog. Both of them. I have no word for Daniel Bryan barking.
He's actually pretty good at it. I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah, he was really good at it. It's weird. I just... yeah, anyway.
We're at a very nice restaurant with Natty and TJ.
She got him a gift. A picture from when they were, from when first started wrestling, when they were like 19 years old. Or younger. And they were getting an update on the father. It's day to day. And she thanks TJ for, you know, helping out with everything, with her father and everything.
I have to applaud her for putting up with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Natty's about to cry. TJ's trying to console her. She's never been tested this way, and
and he makes a neuter joke.
Oh, TJ. TJ, we're gonna have to talk, my friend. And, you know, he tells her she needs to stop crying and somewhere in Nebraska when she cries. And the question is, do they have one another? And he's like, more than ever before.
Aww.
The happy couple is back together. So all is right in Natty Land.
Well, all is coming right in Natty Land, we should say.
She can only hope it comes right.
I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one.
I don't think we'll ever see that one. Anyway.
I would hope not. Anyway, we are in Indianapolis, Indiana for Monday Night Raw.
We remember their adventures from before. Anyway.
Yes.
It's Paige.
Mark has a blue cape. Why does Mark have a cape?
Jerry Lawler's new cape. It's his costume for the night. Paige wants to talk to Mark. She wants to evolve as a character.
A little tattoo.
She wants to get a sleeve, a tattoo sleeve. She wants to either get a sleeve or a chest piece, and Jerry Lawler doesn't like it. It could be a yes, she says. It could be a chance. Probably not.
Possibly not, yeah. Hey, look, it's Adam Rose of the Rosebuds.
And the bunny against
Natty. It's the bunny! And it's Natty and TJ.
The crowd is chanting Natty's husband.
Is it sad I remember this match?
No. I remember how awful this match was, too.
Props to Sami Zayn, though.
Right? Natty likes the Natty's husband chants. All the bunny puns. And we see Paige in a photo shoot, and Mark Carano's walking around, and there's Cameron and Bella.
They're munching down, chowing down on some food.
So Cameron's stressed out because their parents, hers and Vinny's, have not met yet.
Are they painting pottery?
I don't know. They might be.
Basically, they're taking the big step of having the families meet.
And then Cameron's father doesn't have teeth. Her real dad doesn't have teeth. He's missing teeth. She's very nervous. Apparently her father used to do the crack, as they call it on the streets.
And he's missing teeth. He has other health problems because of it. So she's a little nervous of Vinny's conservative family meeting her father.
The brother's like, we want to go see what happens. We want to see the drama. I have no idea what Nikki just did.
She wiggled her boobs. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it was.
And we're at the Wilson household. TJ's back in the house.
Natty has butterflies. Everything's right. They're on a good place. Really, really, Natty? You just, well, okay.
Ooh, he's WWE swim trunks.
Apparently. He's bothered by the Natty's husband chance. Natty wants him to get into other things now. He may maybe be a, start a fitness studio, model.
He wants to model.
So Natty wants him to model. So all eyes can be on TJ.
I see a recipe for trouble.
Now Natty's taking photos of TJ.
that they're going to a modeling agency.
We have Eva and Cameron, and Eva's taking a selfie in the car.
And Cameron's eating french fries while she drives. You go, girl!
So they're driving to Cameron's father's house.
Wow, he lives way the hell out there.
Been about a year since you've seen him.
Basically, he was not the best of father figures growing up, and it was her and her mom. But they've since reconciled and now have a good relationship.
Right.
Damn, he lives out there.
Yeah.
You can tell the only car following them is the camera crew.
Yeah.
They're on a dirt road.
Because he apparently lives in a trailer, I think.
Okay, so, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Where do we start?
The Wilsons are back together?
The Wilsons are back together. Or should we say the Neidhart's are back together? Because you know he is Natty's husband.
He is Natty's husband. Mr. and Mrs. Neidhart.
Yep.
Good they're back together, and apparently she wants him to be a model.
Well, no, he said he was interested in trying modeling, and so she's encouraging his outside interest. Basically, she wants to find something for him that he can thrive in where he's not Mr. Natty Neidhart. And modeling is one of those areas where he could thrive. I mean, TJ is not bad looking, certainly not. As he's not going to either confirm or deny that.
Okay, what do you want me to say about that one?
Sure.
Sure.
There you go.
Do I get a cookie now?
You totally get a cookie now.
Sweet.
But yeah, I get the point of it. It's, she wants him to be happy. She doesn't want the old problems to arise again, which a lot of the old problems that seem like center around the fact that he's sort of left by the wayside a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because she's always in control. She's the one in the driver's seat. It's her career. It's her life that sort of dominates their relationship. And so she, it seems, is trying to correct for that by trying to find something for him where they can both be on equal ground, where they're both equally successful, because I'm sure it's difficult for him, just from the way society sort of sets things up, of not being the breadwinner of the household.
Right.
The fact that his wife is more successful than him. That sort of can do things to people, and I'm sure it doesn't help him or help their relationship. I'm sure it can make things very difficult sometimes, depending on what his belief structure is. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with how their lives are set up at all. It's just, you know, in certain circles, some people view a man that isn't a breadwinner as less than a man. And I'm sure he's heard that. I'm sure people said that to him. It doesn't imply anything true about it. It's just his wife is more successful than him. That's how it is.
Or at least more popular than he is. Because you never know, he could be making more than she does.
He could be making more than she does. Absolutely. We don't know. I would guess they're about even, though.
Probably. They're probably not that far apart.
Yeah, I would think that she probably makes a little bit more than he does, just because she's got a few more title reigns.
And the show.
And the show. So, I would guess that she's probably bringing home a little bit more than he is, but not a lot. But in terms of career success, Natty has had a lot more success in WWE than Tyson has.
Hey, don't discount Tyson's WrestleMania moment.
What was Tyson's WrestleMania?
He was in with the Hart family.
Yeah, but come on, dude.
Hey, it's his WrestleMania moment. It's what they give him credit for.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's your career highlight, standing next to your wife while, you know, you watch Bret Hart beat up Vince McMahon, when your wife has gone on to do so many great and wonderful things, you know, that doesn't put you on equal footing. So I see, you know, the long way around back to the point is that Natty's idea is to find something that Tyson can feel comfortable in, that he's successful in, that sort of puts him on the same ground as her.
Correct.
So they're more even, so there's less strain in that area.
Correct.
Which will lead, because, you know, obviously, happy husband, happy wife, happy life.
That is the same. And we'll get to everything else, because there's more to come.
Yes. As we come back from break, because I want to see this trip out to the boonies, they're pulling up, and here comes Cameron's father.
Big old fancy car in this little boonies, as you put it. He has a bird. She's inviting them to the meet Vinny's family. He doesn't go anywhere because of his teeth.
He's suffering from issues with the dentures in terms of they don't stay in right. He has trouble talking. He's generally embarrassed by them.
She wants to do something to help him. She's going to take him to the dentist and get it right.
Aw, she's such a good daughter.
He's crazy about Vinny. No pimp outfit. Wow. Alrighty then.
Okay.
So Natalie's changing on in the parking lot because she wasn't dressy enough, so she took off a shirt and just put on a jacket.
The chauffeur is like super confused right now.
Right. David Todd, a huge modeling agent.
And let him drive.
Apparently TJ reminds Natty of Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Sorry, I have to do it every time I hear that name. So basically they're going to take test shots.
Yes. I'm going to take a couple digitals of it. They're going to look at the pictures and get back to Natty wants to put makeup on TJ and he wants none of it. Oh god, Natty's a stylist. Oh good lord.
Oh no, 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 no. Don't do that. That could get ugly. So now we're in Biloxi. I just saw, you know, little Nate.
Woo! The tattoo request is in. Congratulations, you're not getting that tattoo. It tells one of the reasons. He's like, if Summer got it, I can see why, because she's blonde hair bimbo. You don't want that. Paige wants the tattoo. She needs it.
Ooh!
Foxy's like, no, big chest piece, arm piece, no.
Mark! You know, throwing her under the bus, man.
Paige's not happy.
And Paige is upset because she can't get her tattoo.
Yep, pretty much. Paige versus Nikki. She's like, I should be able to, you know, if I want to dress a certain way, change my hair color, do what I want, because it's my body. I should be allowed to do what I want. He's like, I'm not a child, let me do what I want.
So, as we go to break, where do we want to start?
You pick.
We gotta talk about the tattoo.
Okay, talk about it.
I get where Paige is coming from. Paige wants it. Having wanted tattoos, I can completely understand. I have them. It's not a big deal, but I can see, like, WWE's side of it, where they basically told her, hey, look, no, you can't get it because we just released the product line. Your character doesn't have it in the product line in any of the games. Pretty much everything that they have put her in was she's gone in a lot of stuff. So for her to just show up one day with a big-ass chest piece or an arm sleeve, that would not be okay.
Takes away from the brand they've been building with her for the past year.
Well, more than that, it's gonna cost time and money to have to go back in and redo everything.
True.
In terms of her character, because they'd have to bring her back in, they'd probably have to take photographs of it, they'd have to rescan her, you know, for the game, for the action figure, they'd have to go in and just basically redo everything. Because that's what happens when everybody does a really dramatic change like that, they have to take the time and the money to update that look.
Correct.
And as we know, WWE runs about 6 to 8 months behind on what their characters look like in the video games and the action figure lines and so on and so forth.
Right, because it takes a while to produce all that stuff.
Yeah, because there's production time. So I can totally understand their side of it. It is, you know, basically it's going to cost us money if you get this done. And it's going to cost us a lot of money because she's in both games. She has an action figure. She's all over their marketing. It's, yeah, no. I can see why they say that, no.
To getting something that outrageous, yes.
For a full sleeve or for a chest piece. Now, if it was something where she wants to get something on her ass where nobody's going to see it, that would be a completely different story because then they probably wouldn't care.
Right, or something very minor.
Yeah, and even if it's minor, if it's visible, they probably would say no, but if it's something like what AJ did where it's on the back of her neck and you can't see it, then it's okay. Basically, if it's a non-visible tattoo, I bet she would have gotten an okay.
Right, but she wanted to do something so drastic. It's like, no.
Yeah, no. So I see their side of it, but I can also see her side of it, whereas she's 22, she's got money, she misses her family, she wants to honor her mother, and she wants to get a tattoo to do it, and they tell her no, and it's like, well, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want.
It's that rebellious thing.
It's that rebellious thing, and it's like, well,
you tell me no, it makes me want it more.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how this one develops, but yeah, way to go, Foxy, for, you know, talking about her behind her back, and way to go, Carano, for throwing her under the bus. Excuse me.
Are you?
So, yay! But
should we come back from break now?
Yeah, let's come back from break. So as we come back from break,
we're, I guess, in Los Angeles.
We're in the car with Arion and her father. They're on their way. Basically, she's going to clean him up to make him presentable to Vinny's family.
Getting him a suit so he can look the bomb.com. He's not a fan of the suit.
Basically, he doesn't like the suits. He wants something more fly.
He's the fly guy, 61 years old.
You're embarrassed, Cameron. Just admit it.
Yeah, you are embarrassed. Just admit it. Say it. Say it.
So basically, she tells him he doesn't have to get the suit. And now we're with Nanny and TJ. I guess we're going to a photo shoot.
All eyes on TJ. We have a celebrity photographer ready to go.
Is it wrong that the photographer's like, oh, you brought your wife?
Great.
Natty, Natty, take a step back.
Natty, Natty, back. Step back.
He said water, she says wine.
Just get Natty popped.
Natty, just back away.
I love how she's like right behind the photographer.
Uh-huh. And now he's taking some photos, Natty's watching on. Time for the underwear shot.
So basically TJ's in there with two naked models.
And Natty's not, it's not cheating, this is work.
Natty is so uncomfortable right now. It's hilarious.
I know.
She's like, no, no, no. Get your hands off him. And now we're at the dentist with Ariana and her dad.
It's been 5 years since he's been to the dentist.
So I guess they're doing implants.
Apparently the teeth make him gag.
Basically they're ill-fitting and they weren't made right.
Yeah.
Ew. He's like, yeah.
Apparently she wants it done on the weekend. It can't happen.
Basically the dentist is like, no.
And Cameron's like, crap.
Oh god, Paige. So, as we go to break, Natty and the models.
Go.
Oh my god, that's awesome. She was so uncomfortable.
Right?
It was kind of adorable. She's like, I'm gonna rip her off you. I'm gonna do it. Cause she's like right there.
Uh-huh. And cause they were all changing in one spot and then, yeah. She was like, not comfortable at all here.
Yeah, it's like, Natty, Natty, take a step back. Just
go drink some wine.
Here, just give her the bottle with a straw and just
yeah,
go.
Right.
But, yeah, and she's like, under what? And she's standing there with, he's in his underwear with the two chicks. She's just like, I'm gonna mess him up. I'm gonna do it. Right. I'm gonna do it.
I just go back to the scene from Boy Meets World where Corey was jealous of Sean and Topanga because he was in his underpants and he was all mad. He goes, underpants! Anyway.
Yeah. That's about right. So.
And Cameron's father?
Yeah, I kind of want to talk about that a little bit. Like, I think it's really sweet that she wants to help her dad, and she wants to get his smile fixed, and she wants to clean him up, and, you know, really just kind of help him out. I think that's really sweet, and I know she has the best of intentions, but it kind of sours a little bit when it's basically because she doesn't want to be embarrassed by him.
Right.
Because that's really what the underlying factor of this is that she looks at him, and to her, he doesn't meet her standards in terms of what she thinks Vinny's family will want.
Correct.
And it's, well, if we clean him up and we get his teeth fixed, then people won't know that, you know, people won't ask about his teeth. If we get him a nice suit and he doesn't show up in some crazy clothes, people won't ask questions. He'll look normal. He'll look presentable and nobody will have to know that he has this past.
Right. She's trying to avoid the past.
And, you know,
on one hand, I understand it.
On one hand, I understand it, but on the other hand, it's better to just get the questions out because here's the thing. It's in the past. He's no longer a crack addict. He's recovered. He's married. He has property. He's happy. He's healthy. He's living his life.
Correct.
We all make mistakes. The thing is that he has learned from them and he's moved beyond them. And he's reconnected with his daughter and he's having a good relationship with his daughter, clearly. You know, and she has a good relationship with her mother. And that's all that matters, is that the family is solid. We all have things about our families that we're embarrassed about, that we don't like to talk about, that we don't like to recognize. But we get through it.
This is very, very true.
And it's like, you know, nobody, I think, is going to outright go, what the hell happened to your teeth? You know?
Right.
And I have to applaud the dentist being like, when she's like, oh, well, can you get this done in a week? And the dentist is like,
No.
No,
because he has to have a lot of work done. It's a lot of process. It takes weeks to do what she wants done.
Yeah, because they're probably going to do implants. Which, if that's the case, I think that's like 3 months to get them made. Plus, they have to condition the gums and everything. So basically what they have to do is they have to drill the post in. And they have to let the post heal.
And then remove all the other bad teeth as well, yeah.
Yeah, and basically just replace all of his teeth, which is, you know, going to be very expensive, very painful, and just a really long, drawn-out process. And to ask for all that to be done in a week, that's impossible.
No, it's a 3 to 6 month process because it takes a while for everything to heal.
And that's the other part of it is, like, you know, you're going to put him in a tremendous amount of pain just to get this done, and I'm sure he's very grateful. And like I said, I know her heart's in the right place, but to ask for it all to be done at once in a week, good Lord, that might kill him. That's like torture.
Complete torture.
I mean, Lord. But, yeah, so we'll have to see where that goes. As we come back from break, we're in Tampa with Paige and Rosa and Foxy, and they're talking about waxing.
Girl talk. Apparently Paige was hairy when she was a kid. Wow, we're talking about Paige's pubes. And now Rosa's shaking her boobs. Her father's not happy about the tattoo. Her father is against it as well.
Go Daddy Paige.
I like how he sends him her voice messages. He's like, oh, if I want to have a little bit of fun, I'm going to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, you may regret that little bit of fun.
So it's a week later.
We're going back, I guess, to the modeling agency.
The high talent, David Todd talent management agency. And he's like, I hope the girls look really ugly in these photos. Natty's all freaked out right now. He's not good for fashion, but he could be good for sport and commercial modeling. So Natty's all happy because he's not with fashion models.
Natty's so relieved. I hope you realize that there's chicks over on the other side too, Natty.
Who probably were less, you know, the bikini models.
Yeah, just saying.
Just putting this one out.
And now tonight's the night. Vinny and Ariana are going out.
Vinny's like, oh, my family's not perfect either, so you know, we should be cool. She wants everything to be perfect.
Cameron, chill. She's about to pass out, man. Wow!
Pimp Daddy is in full effect right now. He's like, I am a pimp. He's a retired pimp. Now we're being pulled aside because she's making him put the teeth in. I feel like everyone needs to be on their best behavior. They're like, we promise to be on our best behavior.
I love how the stepwife, or the wife, the second wife's in between the mother and the father.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, Vinny's pulling Dad aside.
What's going on here? So we're being pulled aside.
Yes.
Cameron's nervous. Vinny's rehearsed whatever he's doing. He's speechless at the moment.
Basically, I think I know what's coming.
Me too.
Aw, he's getting her father's blessing.
He knows he loves his daughter. He gives the blessing.
Aw, that was so sweet.
And it begins to rain. Everyone indoors!
That's a great start to the night. Rain!
Rain. And then he's like, one girl had breasts right up against your back. He's like, that wasn't my thing. TJ's like, why didn't you come get all pressed up against me? And you know TJ's lying through his teeth, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I totally didn't like it.
No more girls, no more breasts.
Okay. And now we're back at the family dinner.
The fathers are talking about cooking. Uh-oh, the father's speaking.
Oh no.
Cameron's all freaked out.
He's about to blow it.
Uh-huh. The father jumped the gun.
Wow.
Awkward.
Yeah, they're all really confused right now. It's awkward.
Yeah.
Vinny's like, shit, I don't have a ring. I don't have a ring. Shut up. I don't have a ring.
Thank the Lord for everyone coming together.
Basically now it's, dude, get down on one knee and ask her to marry her right now. They're so confused.
And, yeah, they got out of the situation awkwardly. Vinny's like, all I did was ask for the blessing.
She's like, where the hell's my ring?
Pretty much.
And basically now they're all just celebrating, they're having a good time, joking around, having fun. Basically it's all families have a story and she's embracing hers.
Right.
And she's apologizing to her dad. They're having a really sweet moment.
And she's crying because she was embarrassed.
And they have a very heartfelt, touching moment.
She's going to try to not make things so perfect and she's just going to let things go as they are. You say that now. We'll see what happens.
Very heartfelt, touching moment. And now, oh dear, we're at a tattoo parlor. Oh, this can't be good.
They're on TV. Paige calls them and she's at the tattoo parlor. So now the girls are like, let's go see what's going on. And they're like, you're going to take part in a big crime right here, sir.
And basically she's getting this huge ass chest piece.
The girls are like, she's going to lose her job for this. You realize this, right? Paige is excited. I think it looks awful.
She doesn't care about being classy. And they call Natty.
It's time for Mama Diva to come to the rescue. Paige, and Natty's like, that's really cool. So Natty wants to talk to Paige.
Natty's like, so, what is this?
Natty brings up, what's your dream? Being WWE, so if you get the tattoo, it's like, you lose that dream. Paige is like, I think I'm gonna do it.
Natty says, if it means more than your career, then do it.
Natty's like, do what you gotta do. She's like, maybe life's about mistakes, maybe Paige has to do those.
And well, we hear the buzz of the needle, so what did Paige get done?
Dun dun dun. We're at television.
Hey, look, it's Dolph.
Nikki's like, do you remember that one time Brian carried you in that pay-per-view match? Dolph is like, do you remember that one time you farted and everyone laughed? It's like the funniest thing ever.
I love you, Dolph, so much.
Here's Paige. Hey, Kofi. And Paige comes with the tattoo on her chest.
And basically she didn't get that tattoo.
No. Paige is like, I'm only 22, I got years to do this crazy stuff.
Well thought.
She got stuff on her thumb. She showed off the thing and, yeah. There you go.
So, oh dear, Paige is gonna get mixed up with some boys.
Boy drama. Huh.
Okay, well, looks like next week's gonna get interesting, but yeah, so Paige opts not to get the ginormous chess piece. That would inevitably hurt her career, and instead she goes for two little itty bitty tattoos on her thumbs, which are conveniently covered up by her gloves.
Correct. Is it wrong? I wanted her to see Mark Carano's reaction to them.
No. I wanted to see her flash the thing at Mark Carano just to see him have an absolute heart attack. Because
right.
You know he would have.
Right.
I sometimes pity that man so much because he has to deal with all these people. And you know they screw with him. Like, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I just picture him being on edge, like, all the time. Because it's like, oh my god, what have you done now? Like, every day, that's his life.
Right.
Somebody screws up and it's, good god, just the name comes across his email and it's, oh geez. What did they do now? Like, you know that's what it is. That's his job, essentially, is he has to wrangle all these people.
Especially the girls.
And he's got this 22-year-old that's losing her mind. And it's just like, he's just probably ready to just throw things.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so, bless Mark Carano. Basically, that's...
The moral of this story.
So the moral of this story is bless Mark Carano. So much. But, yeah, good on Paige for making the decision. Good on Natty for talking her out of it. Good on Rosa and Foxy for calling Natty and talking her out of it, because
yeah.
She would have gone bye-bye really quickly had that happened. Just, yeah. So, but another happy rosy ending to Total Divas.
Yes. Yes, it was.
But it's not all rosy, because we have clips.
We do have clips. So let's take it to clip number one, shall we?
Yes.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
I want to meet a little grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat doesn't want to be on the microphone.
Hi, JJ.
Hi.
Hi,
how you doing?
I'm good,
hey,
I'm
Maddie. Hi, I'm Ben.
Nice to meet you.
Uh-oh.
I have to tell you, like, we haven't been this excited since the Muppets were here. Grumpy Cat is hosting Raw tonight, and TJ and I are very, very excited. We are both obsessed with cats. I've been so excited about seeing her. This is the most important part of my day today.
You need to get a selfie with her.
I do. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. I've been nervous about this. Grumpy Cat has a movie coming out. She is so tiny, she is even cuter than I imagined. How did you end up getting her into this, like, type of stuff?
My brother posted one picture on Reddit.
Damn.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
That's insane.
She was born a star. She was 4 months old when she got famous.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have three cats. Two of them are Persians, and they are very obsessed with Grumpy Cat.
Aww.
Cat Fancy approached me, and then I wrote them back this heartfelt email. And the cats
maybe got, too heartfelt.
They didn't reply back to me. I don't know if I creeped them out or what, but they were basically just, I felt like we got stood up.
Natty girl.
What did you write them?
Yeah. Natty. Oh, sweet Natty. We'll get more into that next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Next.
Nicole and I, when we went to Opus One, they were showing us
what? Please tell me you just got in JJ's group text.
Oh, he goes, please delete. That wasn't for you. That was for Lauren. Nicole, delete.
I think I'm a vomit.
Oh my God.
That's
it's actually
that's your brother. It's your brother.
That's not a cousin text, because I don't got it.
I don't want to see that.
Oh my God, this is insane. I just got a naked male feed from my brother.
Did he send that to you?
Yes, Ambry. I think this is the most hilarious thing that has ever happened to my brother. Please make fun of him, though, for the rest of his
no,
life.
No, Nicole,
for
it. I'm so f***ed up. If Brian sent me a selfie nude, I think I would be disgusting.
Oh my God, I would love if John sent me freaking naked selfies.
I feel bad for him because, like, embarrassing.
His armor was weird.
It was an accident.
Okay, I think we should all drop it. I think we don't need to give him any hard time. All right, Mom.
Oops.
What?
Your brother sends you a naked picture and...
You look at it.
Yeah, you look at it and it's like, hey, let's show it to everybody that's around me. Like, that's kind of wrong.
More family, too.
Yeah, it's like, I'd be like, delete, 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 cleanse.
Where's the eye bleach?
Yeah, right?
And we'll get, again, more into the next week. And we have one more clip.
There is Nikki Bella and her sister, Brie.
Nikki has not had a title match on pay-per-view in a very long time. And I know she's going to go out there and kick some ass.
We now have this matchup. Nikki's a one-time Divas champion. AJ Lee has held the Divas championship on a number of occasions. There is Brie. Wait a minute.
Why is Brie standing up on the ring apron?
Oh my God.
What on earth? And Nikki from behind. Nikki Bella. Look at Nikki. AJ up. AJ up for the rally pack. The new Divas champion and a shocker.
Ah, new champion.
Yay. Here is your winner and the new Divas champion, Nikki Bella. I have the Divas championship. I won.
After everything that these two have been through, Nikki's won the championship.
This is something that I've worked so hard for. Holding that championship feels like an accomplishment. Yay! It's just such an amazing feeling. This is why I am WWE Diva. You know, we've put 8 years in here. I would say that WWE has not only given me the chance to win the championship, they have given me the courage to go and continue to conquer the world.
We did it, Brie.
Oh,
you did it.
Do you know how many boners happened when you guys kissed?
Actually, Brian's going to be so annoyed, I know. He's going to be like, you kissed a girl?
It was so weird. Your guys' kiss was so long that I stood there and I'm like, I can't be like, yeah, like, that's incest. That's weird.
Ew, so I first had off, like, it's not incest if you're watching. Incest is if you and I.
Technically, that's basically incest.
That's, no.
It's crazy how things change one day, right? Like, I look at this and I think of all the 8 years of, like, hard work and the traveling and the tears and the blood and the sweat and, like, when all of a sudden the company has faith in you and wants you to be the champion, it just makes me so, I don't know, it makes me so happy and I just think, like, this is the reward.
You're such an athlete.
I am an athlete.
It's weird because I feel like our lives are really starting to just change.
Yeah. I start thinking about all these things that I have here at WWE is like, why am I leaving this?
I don't want to take anything away because this is like all you and I ever worked for was to become champions. But I just know in my heart, like, I'm ready to be a mom.
We're going to correct her next week, but really, Nikki? Incest? Really? I guess Lindsay has something to say on this topic.
Yeah, we'll kind of get into more the match next week because I have comments pertaining to that particular match. I certainly don't want to take away from Nikki's accomplishment because becoming a two-time Divas champion is a big deal in WWE and the fact that she's really the first diva on Total Divas, because Paige was not on the show when she was champion, to win the title, that's a big deal. And the fact that the company is throwing their full weight and their full support behind her, and they're pushing her, and they're making her into a star, that's big. That's huge. And congratulations to her. Seriously. I mean that.
Right, and we'll talk more about it as we see what more of the discussion was all about.
Yeah, because I have issues with the way that they present this match. And it's not her, it's the show. But I need to see how they present it before I go off.
Right.
Just saying. But, because I have issues with the match, is basically what it boils down to. But yeah, I think that's it.
That is it, and next week it's two episodes. It's the finales.
Yes. Oh my gosh, a 2-hour rack extra, what are we going to do?
Called your guys going to get two episodes.
Yeah, because we can't record these things here for 2 hours, because, well, I have to go to sleep, so.
Yeah.
So, alright, well, I think that does it. And he says nothing. So, we're going to wrap it up. We will see you next week with the 2-episode, 2-hour season finale of Total Divas. I have a funny feeling it's going to get really wild, y'all. So, definitely want to tune in and listen. But till then, that does it for us. And we will see you next week. Bye.